Call the October 20th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. Still have some hats on. We'll wait for the hats to come off. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Before we get started, a couple of ground rules. And before the ground rules, this year's Halloween, we are still having Halloween trick or treat. City just designates the hours. But I have been getting calls from concerned citizens about Halloween. The health department has printed up some signs. They're available from the clerk's office, at the library, and there may be a couple of churches that have them free of charge. If anyone would like them, feel free to pick them up when you're absentee voting.
Mayor, what does it say?
It says, Happy Halloween. Sorry, no tricks or treats this year. Say, stay safe and happy haunting. The PDF of this will be available on the health department website as well. So
is that the city's stance? Has it been canceled?
No.
Okay.
Halloween has not been canceled. It's an individual event at any rate.
Okay.
But if you choose not to participate.
That's for those that choose not to. Correct.
Correct.
Got it. Thank you.
Turn your porch light out, and if you want some of these, we have them available. So ground rules for this evening are same as the Plan Commission. As published on the agenda, 3 minutes, citizen comment period, one time through only, so collect your thoughts. Contrary to the advice given by some, it's 3 minutes apiece, no yielding of time, no second times through, that's it. So collect your thoughts. There are some banners out in the hall. That's a good place for them. We can't see them. That's fine. We will respect each other's opinions. No clapping, no yelling, no screaming, no side conversations. We do that out of respect for each other and each other's opinions. Okay, everybody clear? Let's social distance. Use the microphone in the front. The key to the microphone in front is get friendly with it. Speak loudly into the microphone. You must give us your name and address for the record. Again, speak clearly and give us your thoughts. With that, I will open the citizens' comment period. Anyone wishing to speak, please come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you'd like to say. Mr. Benning, good evening.
My name is Tom Benning, 11720 West Ryan Road. My home's approximately 1,400 to 1,600 feet from where this project is. As I was at a meeting last week with the CEO here, and again, none of these issues have been settled. And it was revealed that only three people from Strauss actually reside in Franklin. So once again, the bringing jobs to Franklin point is moot. The average wage of their workers doesn't even afford them the privilege of living in Franklin. Two, the fire chief's concerns have not been addressed, nor have any assurances on our home values. And that is rather frightening. We invest a lot of money in our homes in this city, and we pay a lot of taxes. And to have you guys disregard that would be just sinful. So I would wish you would consider that in your thoughts.
Thank you, Mr. Benning. Would you wait 1 second? Heath, who is keeping track of the time? Mr. Benning, you lucked out. Nobody was keeping track of time.
It wasn't 3 minutes.
I know it wasn't.
You can go have a talk for longer than 3 minutes.
You ready? Okay. All right, sir, please. Thank you very much. I appreciate your waiting.
Good evening and greetings. This is Vishal Gala, resident of N30W230666 Pineview Way, Unit 2, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. I'm here today as a board member of Jain Religion Center of Wisconsin. We have our members in Franklin, Milwaukee County, and the greater Milwaukee area. We believe in nonviolence and compassion to all living beings, be human or animals. All lives are created equally, and all have the right to live. So, just like we do as humans, due to the pandemic, we have already seen thousands of people suffering each day and many dying as we speak. Now, think what would happen if this expansion goes through. The same would happen to these animals each day. We, however, are fortunate to speak and express our pain, but these animals don't get a fair say. Just like our pets, you know, these animals also have a life. They also go through pain. They also have emotions. And when they are slaughtered, they suffer with cruelty. Additionally, data has shown more and more people turning to plant-based diets, and as they realize the impact to their health, making the meat industry less prevalent going forward. With that said, I would like all of you to think hard, think deep, what our decisions are going to, you know, cause to these innocent animals going forward. With that said, I would like to appeal to all of you to consider and vote no for this expansion. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Good evening, council members. My name is Bijay Shah. I'm residing at 1995 Norhard Drive, apartment 5A, Brookfield, Wisconsin. I work for a global medical device company and I'm experienced in business management, finance, and marketing. Why am I here today? I'm here today to stand with my friends who are resident of the city of Franklin. I'm here today because I care about my fellow Americans and the American economy. I'm here today because I care about the animals who cannot voice their concerns. For the residents of the city of Franklin, I cannot comprehend the idea of having a slaughterhouse in the backyard or anywhere for that matter, let alone the idea of approving the expansion of slaughterhouse in the vicinity of residential community. I truly believe that the residents of city of Franklin deserve a better business to support the local economy than a slaughterhouse or a meatpacking business. The proposal, if approved, would be detrimental to the community, lost property values, air, water, land pollution, traffic congestion, COVID spreader hub, to name a few. As you know, the Strauss-Brown was acquired in a private equity deal by Inside Equity, based out of Texas, who owns controlling stake in the company, whose primary objective is to earn profit. I doubt if they cared about the community improvement for the city of Franklin. For the fellow American and American economy, according to Google search term, veganism in the US, 9.6 million Americans are now vegan. That's nearly 3% of the population in US. We are seeing a paradigm shift with more and more people opting for plant-based alternatives. The reason for this shift is growing awareness of benefits of plant-based alternatives to the consumer, to the planet, and it being a solution to various challenges we face as mankind: freshwater scarcity and meeting the needs of growing population in a sustainable manner. I recommend council members to not support an outdated industry. Century City Business Park and City of Milwaukee reviewed a similar proposal by Strauss-Brown, and having considered all the factors, positive and negatives, came to the conclusion to not approve new 60 million, 170 square, 1,000 square feet facility that claimed to add 250 jobs. Alderman Riney stood for the interest of the people in the neighborhood, listening to the voices in his community and the concerns that were raised. For the animals, let's put ourselves in place of these cows who are being slaughtered. Imagine that we are being separated from our family member in a manner these cows are. Imagine that we are in truck being brought to the slaughterhouse. Imagine that we are being offloaded from the truck and our death is nearing. No words can describe the pain these animals go through in slaughterhouse. Several companies, including Strauss-Brown, market their race and slaughter animals humanely. I am sorry, there is nothing humane when a living being or animal is being killed.
Thank you very much.
I urge council members to vote no for this expansion. Thank you.
My name is Chris Hibben, H-I-B-B-E-N. My address is 4934 North 106th Street, City of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53225. Good evening, Common Council. I am blessed to be able to attend this meeting tonight, and I'm here to show support for the members of Strauss. As a member that currently works in a food manufacturing facility here in southeastern Wisconsin, I am always happy to hear about companies that are expanding their operations. With this expansion, many additional people, including citizens of this wonderful city, will be given the opportunity for employment with a competitive wage. I have many close friends that are not able to be at this meeting tonight because they are working at this exact company. Although it is unfortunate they cannot be here, it says something. It shows that this business continues to make product that is in demand by people such as you and I locally. It also shows that thousands more nationwide are requiring this product and buying this product. Even with the current pandemic in effect, this company continues to provide food for the nation. These employees of Strauss are dedicated to making food to be put on our tables. I am aware that Strauss already has a facility here in the city of Franklin. Tonight, I am hoping that the members of the Common Council consider the many jobs this relocation will create, as well as the expansion. I am also hoping that the council keeps in mind the many state-of-the-art characteristics that this new age facility will have. I am also asking the council to remember that Strauss has had minimal complaints, if any, in their current time. I know from talking to my friends, some who are currently workers at Strauss, that Strauss has made and will continue to make a commitment to do what is needed to make sure the partnership with the city of Franklin and with the neighbors continue to be positive, as it has been from day one of operation. Again, thank you for considering and helping another business grow here in Franklin. Thank you for what you do. Stay safe.
Hi, I'm Maggie Poplar, 11856 West Ryan Road. Although I am an employee of the city, today I'm here as a resident. We live a quarter mile from the proposed slaughterhouse. We built our home in 2015. Our home is has a state-of-the-art sewer system with nothing like it of its kind. We were promised a working sewer system. Our sewer works until it doesn't. Our home intermittently has gas pouring in. We have worked with the city, played along with Glenn Morrow's accusations that it was our home's plumbing that was insufficient. All while the city has poured tens of thousands of dollars into the road to mitigate the sewer system that pours into our homes. I couldn't even list our home for sale in its current state without disclosing the failing Rhine Creek Interceptor sewer system. Glenn did nothing but apologize for the odor that we had in our home this past weekend. Apologies do not sell homes or cash checks. When I question the mayor and Glenn, the city engineer, I get nothing but the blame game. There's not a clear resolution or end in sight for the odor, but yet Glenn Morrow has found new ways and more money to spend city tax dollars on a project that was controversial from the beginning and dismissed any arguments that Rhine Creek Interceptor would not work. The mayor, Glenn, and Strauss all say that the slaughtering of 500 cattle per day won't smell. The only people that seem to find that true are the individuals that have a vested interest. I have been promised that we won't have a sewer smell in our home, and that couldn't be further from the truth. The same people who tell me that my home won't smell are the same ones saying that the slaughterhouse won't reek and won't affect my property value. I am asking you as a resident that lives within a quarter mile of the proposed slaughterhouse to not allow this in our neighborhood. I ask that you listen to what we have to say tonight. Give as much compassion to the constituents and nearby residents as you do the investors. Because it is us that you made your promises and commitment to, you are elected to make right by your residents and not the corporate leaders and business developers.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Amita Modi. I reside at 10441 West St. Francis Avenue, Greenfield, Wisconsin.
I'm sorry. Wait. Back up. We couldn't hear you. Please start again. Thank you.
My name is Amita Modi, and I'm residing at 10441 West St. Francis Avenue in Greenfield, Wisconsin, 53228.
Good evening.
Is it necessary or desirable to have a massive slaughterhouse in Franklin? Where is the public benefit of having slaughterhouse operation with all the negatives that goes along with it? And even if it brings in tax revenue and few jobs that it may bring in, is it worth it to the community to bring in to be known as Franklin, the slaughterhouse community? I find it somewhat embarrassing that we are working so hard to make a special use condition for this company. And I would imagine that the increase in traffic, having trucks in and out, resulting in a greater expenses for maintaining roads, the blight of seeking these trucks in and out around town more than usual, potential pollution increase as well. None of this makes sense. And this is not a locally owned company anymore. I don't think it's good for Franklin and certainly should not receive a special condition use permit. Does it contribute to the general welfare of the neighborhood and community? Slaughterhouses are about the worst type of businesses to bring into a community. On top of the community blight, these are not the good paying jobs that may claim them to be, but actually to the opposite. There are known to be among the unsafest and worst type of job in existence. Straw specifically has been called out for using immigrants for labor to keep not only the wages down, but also to leverage it in avoiding adherence and compliances with OSHA guidelines. These type of workplaces contribute nothing to our neighborhood or community, and very few residents of Franklin actually work there, and if the number of jobs increases, it won't increase for Franklin residents. I think City of Franklin needs a woman leadership, being a woman, who can be more sensible towards all the types of life, more compassionate towards the animal life as well. Women are naturally a leader who think not just to create new jobs, but based in interests of the residents. I urge council members not to approve this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Mrs. Mayor, good evening.
Suzanne Mayer, 9733 West Ryan Road. I'm about maybe a mile and a half from the proposed development. And just want to point out my UDO, which I received from Sandy Rezalowski about 7 years ago when I sat in the 6th District seat. And what?
Well, I got 3 minutes, Suzanne.
I know. I want to point out, this is the law of the city. This is something that you look at if it was produced from prior councils to give you a roadmap of how to follow this particular situation when you have a special use. And the special use is they're asking for a special permission to be allowed to be in the zoning. And you're already zoned the property at almost the lowest level you possibly can. They need to ask for permission to still be in that. So when you're looking at these different things, they're supposed to provide the evidence. And it says here that no special use permit shall be recommended, and that means by the plan commission, I would assume, or granted pursuant to the ordinance unless the applicant establishes the following. So they have to provide the evidence necessary for you guys to make the decision on this development. Now, when I sat in the 6th District seat, I heard nothing from the 1st District Alderman other than everything needs to be fair. You know, all the citizens have to be, if citizens 20 years ago did something, they should do it now. And there was this citizen a while back who wanted to take a couple of lots and do a CSM on that, jumping through all the loops, dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's, took a really long time, and yet something comes up wanting a special use. I fit into I was that citizen, by the way. I fit into that zoning code. They do not. Strauss does not fit into it. If they provide the evidence, maybe they will, but it's their responsibility to do that, provide it to you so that you can make the evidence and make the decision. I just ask that you please look at the information. When you have in here, it says property values can't be messed with, or they need to provide evidence that they won't be, and the city assessor says, well, we won't know that until it happens. I've heard this before when they said, well, we have to pass it in order to know what's in it. There's certain stuff that needs to happen. Please just look at the UDO. It's your roadmap, and I would appreciate it if you would just support the citizens. You work for us. You don't work for them.
Thank you, Alderwoman.
Thank you very much.
Folks, I'm not going to remind you again. At the Plan Commission, you were great. I don't know what happened that now all of a sudden you decide that you don't want to cooperate, but please, let's not be that way. Dr. Montgomery.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm going to try to limit myself to four questions. That never happened, so if I stray off the path, understand that's just who I am. The first question I have is, why the hurry? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought everybody knew me. My name is Robert Montgomery. I live at 8570 South 116th Street. I'm a retired physician and a retired Army colonel. Woo-hoo. And so the first question that I already asked was, why the hurry? Why the rush? Strauss isn't in a rush. We actually spoke to them, and they weren't in a hurry. The second question is, Strauss is okay with having Alderman Nelson and two Franklin citizens of his choice visiting their current facility. Why would that be helpful? Because if they're okay with the old style facility, they're going to be happy with the new one because it's a much higher class facility. The third question is, and Strauss is okay with this. I asked him, I said, why don't you guys handle the complaints? Why do you hand off to the city? Because the city is busy, they're overworked. And the president of the Strauss Company said, that's a great idea. We get so few complaints, quote, but it wouldn't be a big deal. So I recommend that if it does go in, let Strauss be the first level of complaint management, and you guys be way, way, way down the line, maybe way over here, because they seem to be in real time. You complain to them, they're going to give me an answer in real time. And the fourth one is more of a comment, a rant, but you're used to rants. If you look at the end of the proposal, the memorandum from October 16, 2020, you'll see on the very last page, the last dotted thing, it says, and I quote, property value impact studies are murky at best. I love the word murky. Because they rely on a series of assumptions about a real estate market which is often impacted more by outside events than by local conditions. Oh my God, that is doublespeak to the nth degree. I have no idea what it means other than I love the word murky. So as I was saying, I got to do, as I haven't...
Don't turn around.
Oh, I can turn around all I want. I can turn left, right, and back. I'm addressing the whole citizen, everybody here. But thank you for minding my P's and Q's. So the point is, I did two internships. Medical school, which is 4 years. Two internships, each one was a year. Two residencies, each was 2 years, so that's a four. And I did three fellowships. Then I got to spend 23 years in the Army, Iraq, Kosovo, Korea. So I got asked questions by people all the time that I didn't know the answer to. And if I had gone up to one of my commanders or one of my attending physicians or a patient and they'd asked me a question and my answer was, that's murky at best. They would have said, who the heck are you? Are you getting paid to give an answer that's not an answer? Do you expect anyone to accept the answer murky at best? That's the question. Why go murky at best? Why not just say, hey, boss, we don't know the answer, but our plan is we're going to contact people who are experts, and we're going to get it done.
And your time is up.
Well, that's great. I was told I'd get Darlene's time.
No.
I'm just kidding. It's just my sense of humor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Vishal Mehta. My address is 3712 Bayberry Drive, Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Vishal, can you get closer to the mic?
Sure.
Thank you.
And I've been a Wisconsin resident for about 20 years, and I heard about this slaughterhouse expansion and felt like coming here and talking about my reasoning here to oppose it. When you hear about the word slaughterhouse, all you can imagine is blood of innocent animals. And the animals that cannot speak or express their emotions and feelings. It is not their fault that we as humans decided whether these animals should live or die. Who gives us the right to kill a living being that doesn't owe its life to us? And they have the same right as us to live on this planet. When God decided to create life, He did it in a way that humans, animals, birds, trees, and all visible and invisible beings make up an ecosystem. And there is a well-maintained balance. Why should we as a human take full advantage of our ability to use our brains differently from animals by this kind of action, such as slaughtering of animals? In this difficult period of COVID pandemic, helping business is a great call. However, not this kind of negative effect business, and not where money comes from blood and murder. Can you imagine the mindset of the people who work in this kind of place? What kind of job satisfaction do they get at the end of the day? Money earned from this kind of workplace does not bring in happy earning. Instead of closing down this type of business, you're agreeing to expand it. Why are we thinking, and how and why? Where is our moral responsibility towards these animals? Please take a moment and think about what you're approving, what you are voting for. Look into your conscience and decide, please. I respectfully urge council members here to vote no to this expansion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hello. I'm Jeff Kenny. Address is 12302 West Loomis Court in Franklin. I'm here to express concern and object to the special use approval for Strauss this evening. I understand that Strauss is currently a great resident, has been for years. It's a meatpacking facility. It's what I was expecting to be built out around the corner from my home. We're looking at a special use this evening for not only a meatpacking facility, but a slaughterhouse. I'm here for one reason only. It's the smell and the potential value impacts around that smell from this facility. Now, I watched every minute of the Plan Commission meeting last week, heard a lot of these same comments, heard a lot of the responses. This is great, brand-new technology that's going to be scrubbing the air coming out of this facility. We personally have asked for examples of where this technology is being implemented so we could talk to the residents there, talk to those cities, and find out how good is it doing. There are no good examples that I've been told to date of how this works. So, I'd love to take their word for it and say that, yes, this facility is going to go in, there's going to be no smell, and therefore I have no concerns. Nobody's going to even know it's there. It's in the back of a industrial park with other businesses. But what happens when it doesn't? Once approved, we can't go backwards. So, what I'm asking for tonight are two things. One, that we adjourn, don't take a vote, and require a property value impact study before moving forward with the vote to yes. If they can prove that the facility, that these scrubbers indeed are going to do what we want and make this just another industrial facility with no smell output, great. I'm all for it.